and we'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, Madam Secretary, roll call, please.
Director Sasania.
Here.
Director Storm.
Here.
Director Tornatsky.
Here.
Vice President Ohilski. President Wright.
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Okay, just a little format on tonight. The item was a public hearing on the presentation of the proposed fiscal year 2015-16. And what I'm proposing we do is we're going to do it in blocks, and the first block we'll have is Fund 100, Admin, 200, Bay Ridge, 400, Vista de Oro. Then what we'll do is staff will answer questions after their presentation, and then we'll open it up to public comment. Then we'll do Fire, 301, and then same format. And then we'll do 500 for Water, 600, Wastewater, 650, Solid Waste, 800, Drainage. Then we'll bring it back to the board to discuss and recommend. Okay, so with that, staff.
All right. Good evening, Mr. President and members of the board. The item before you tonight is the proposed fiscal year 15-16 budget for the Los Osos Community Services District. Enclosed in this item is a budget message, which I'm not going to go through this evening, but this budget message gives you an idea of where you're at and what you've accomplished over the last year and what we expect to occur in the future. In addition to that, I prepared a staff report this year, which included the information that we forwarded to the Utility Advisory Committee, to the ESAC, and to the FAC. It's important to note that the FAC did recommend to the Board of Directors that they adopt the proposed budget, as well as some additional recommendations that they have made. In this budget presentation for this year, there is a cost allocation plan. This cost allocation plan is the same plan that you did for last year and that we updated for this year. So that is enclosed. This cost allocation plan is used to fund 100 and comes from there's funds allocated through all of those funds. This is done based on the actual expenditures that we incur in this fund. And as you will note, this fund is down this year. In particular, the main reason that the fund is down, it's down by $25,000, has to do with the fact that according to the bankruptcy final order that was issued on October 15th of 2013, not October 13th of 2015, as I stated in the staff report. Stated in there that you must, under your 600 fund, you must recoup the $25,000, and that must be recouped through the parcel assessment tax, the administrative tax that you're allowed to put on the wastewater bonds. This is up to $50 per parcel. So we will talk about that more when we get to the 600 fund. So that $25,000 has a definite effect on the reduction, reducing it down to a little over $572,000. In addition, the other big expense that comes out of your 100 fund is election expense. And as you well know, next year you will not have an election. So that is actually budgeted every other year. The other one is the move that occurred between temporary help into permanent help, and that adjustment was done and is included in your 2015-2016 proposed budget. It's important that you understand in all of the adjustments that are all of the recommendations that are occurring. We estimated the property tax revenue at the known tax rate of 2%. And any CPIs that we did at an increase rate of 1.998%. We used the 2% because this is important because that's a guarantee. The property tax rate is always guaranteed to go up 2%. Anything other than that could result in not meeting the total revenue that we're estimating, and that would require that instead of at mid-year adjusting the revenue up, it's necessary for us to adjust the revenue down, and that's not a recommendation that I feel comfortable making to the board at this time. Let's talk. That's really a summary with regards to Fund 100. With regards to Fund 200, which is your Bay Ridge Estates, as you know, we're currently working through Phase 1 of a capital outlay program. Phase 1 is estimated to not to exceed of $125,000. We have entered into a loan agreement based on the board's direction. And that loan agreement is actually, the funding is actually coming from the water fund. That $125,000 is just here for your information. So we are also looking at trying to recover, borrow that money from the county of San Luis Obispo, along with what we estimate Phase 2 to be at this time, and Phase 2 is at $325,000. As soon as we receive the bids and the board awards the contract, we will be able to give a better engineer's estimate on Phase 2 and know if our $325,000 is accurate for our Phase 2 improvements. Should we find that it is accurate, then we will be requesting both Phase 1 money of $125,000, and if it's $325,000 for Phase 2, we will be requesting that also from the county, that they fund both of those phases, reimburse us for it. The assessments, part of the reason for requesting this is the county has already notified me that when we make this request, they will be getting their money first before we will be getting our money. This being the case, we want to ensure that we are out as small amount of money as possible because our recovery will be 2 to 3 years down the road. That's why we'll be asking for them to cover both phases. Under Vista de Oro Fund 400, as you're well aware, Vista de Oro continues to operate in a negative position. I went into a lot of explanation in here about why it is. I don't think it's necessary. I know you have all read this, so I don't think it's necessary to go through that, other than should you choose to adopt this budget for Vista de Oro, it will be necessary to amend our interfund loan agreement and expand that so that we can cover the cost for their operations. One note that's important on both Fund 200 and Fund 400 is the fact that personnel services, both salary and fringe benefit costs, are increasing. And they are increasing because we are getting ready to transition to the county, and both of these funds require additional time and energy expended in order for us to make this an efficient and effective transition. And with that, I will be happy to answer any questions from the board.
Okay, thank you. Board, any questions on these three funds?
Yes. The whole Bay Ridge Vista de Oro situation bothers me because
That money is coming from our water department. We're loaning money from our water department, which is probably the most, one of the most in need that we have. It's going to prevent us from doing capital improvement programs. We took that system from the county when we became a CSD. Any for lack of standards or any improvements that are needed, how do we know they're all our responsibility since the time we took that system from the county? Why isn't the county maybe stepping up to front the money that's needed for those improvements rather than our water department? Have we approached the county and tried to talk to them about that avenue?
Several times, and it's been our responsibility since 1999, and there have been no improvements made on this particular system.
But how do we know that the system was any different in 99 than it is now? I mean, did we, I guess...
Televised didn't exist in 1999, so there was no way for us to know. And unfortunately, it's been our responsibility, and we have to accept that responsibility and move forward with it. Well, that's one of the reasons that we've asked the county to loan, to actually loan the money, come back and reimburse us and loan the money to Bay Ridge.
Would that be an immediate reimbursement, you mean, within the next year or so?
Yes.
Or, okay, because, that's better than us receiving some kind of reimbursement trickle down from the assessment monies as they're paid, because I'm just uncomfortable. It hits to our water department to pay for this kind of thing. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Yeah, well, regarding the ARO, once the whole system is operational, we're going to start recovering our costs from them, and how long will that play out?
Well, you're looking at probably at least 5 years at the rate at which they make their parcels. We only receive about $15,000, $16,000 a year, and so it's going to take us a while to recoup our money. That assessment will stay on there until we've recouped all our money.
Okay. Thank you. John Eric, any questions? No? Okay. I'll open this up to the public for comment.
Richard Margetson. First of all, to say that the Finance Committee sent these budgets forward for approval is correct, but it's compared to the way budgets were looked at in the past, we're talking night and day. This is nothing like the process used to be. There's so many things in these budgets that need to be looked at. And I noticed in the staff or in Ms. Kibley's presentation just now, the rent under the administrative fund line 7342 is going from 14,880 to 28,980, almost 100% increase. Reason? Explanation? Anything? We'll get into the bond reserve later. But the other thing is the administrative allocation. I don't know when you're going to have that discussion. But I've stated this at every committee meeting on this budget. This ad hoc committee that was formed to look at this and set up this new way of allocating administration did not do the entire job they were tasked with. And the reason I say that is your fire chief and personnel at the fire station were not included in those discussions. And this discussion over the years was pretty much triggered from the Emergency Services Committee. I think it's been 7-8 years we've been talking about this. And the way it works now, above and beyond the CAL FIRE contract, which is $1.9 million this year, the total budget's $2.3 million. There's $400,000 that's being administered directly by the CSD staff. And out of that $400,000, $110,000 is administrative allocation. As a percentage, that's 38%. 38%, no input from your chief when the committee took this up, made a recommendation, didn't bring those recommendations for review and discussion before the committees. Just that's the policy, that's the way we're going to go. It's irresponsible, and it's poor government, poor leadership, poor administration of the district. Because if you really had the discussion about that, you can't justify $110,000. If you really got all the questions answered, you can't justify it.
Okay, thank you. Any other public comment in this phase? Okay, seeing none. Okay, let's move on to the 301 Fire Fund.
Okay. Before you this evening is the 301 Fire Fund. Originally, we had been notified there was going to be a 12.6% increase in the Schedule A contract. At this point, there's only going to be a 10.65% increase in the Schedule A contract, and it's gone from a prior year of $1,709,966 to $1,892,162. So it's only increasing $182,196. In putting this budget together, staff, and meaning the chief and his staff, proposed two budgets. They proposed a budget with 50% reduction and a budget with an 80% reduction. The budget with the 80% reduction is before you this evening. And using that number based on the 80% that's included and the changes that were made, because you have that item before you this evening, the shortfall is only $13,839. Staff is recommending that the general contingency reserve of $63,322 be used to cover that shortfall, and that it be, the budget is prepared with the, including the proper level of training necessary for the reserve, the 25 full reserve firefighters that are there. This budget also includes a $1 per hour salary increase compensation for adjustment for the minimum wage. This becomes effective in January 2016. The biggest question that the board is going to have to look at during this upcoming year is the question about, is this increase that occurred this year going to continue over the next year? If this is the case, then the board is going to have to look at the overall fire tax and look at if there's some adjustments they're going to want to make, and if such, it's going to have to be put on the ballot, and that is going to have to be addressed. So that's going to be something that we're going to, the chief is working desperately to try to get some answers and has not been successful in getting those answers, because I'm not sure that everyone knows. In addition to what is here, there we have PERS reserve firefighters, and there is on those PERS reserve firefighters that are in the what they call the legacy, which is prior to the enactment of the PEPRA law, there is an unfunded liability that has to be paid. That unfunded liability is included in the revised budget, and that unfunded liability is $6,102. Unfortunately, PERS was not able to give me the unfunded liability for next year, so I do not know what that's going to cost for next year for PERS for fire. And with that, if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer those.
Thank you. Now, one question I had, we had the 50% budget and 80% budget, and
right,
with this change in the Schedule A, we still have the 80, but
we still have the 80.
It's not quite as short. That's where we're making it up.
That's correct, and that's we'll be using. But the biggest issue is here, remember, we're not funding, right now we're not funding the sinking fund. And what we're looking at, as soon as the audit is complete, we're looking at if there's leftover money that we're going to come to the board and recommend that you use that money to fund the sinking fund.
Okay, thank you. Any other board questions?
To begin with, I guess maybe this goes back to the last question. The 2% assumption about property tax revenues, is that, I mean, that's a very conservative estimate. Is it your best guess? Isn't that how you budget based on what you really expect to happen, not the absolute minimum that we're guaranteed? It just seems like a more appropriate way than waiting till mid-year and all of a sudden maybe opening the floodgates. That's a very basic issue. Again, the administrative allocation, we've heard that before. To not consult the staff at a department that we're setting up an administrative allocation for seems like a fatal flaw to me. There should be buy-in from everybody involved in the process, and there wasn't. So I still don't trust the administrative
allocation. May I make a comment on that?
I'm not through yet.
I just was going to respond to that statement. That's okay.
Did you say that we have a $13,000 budget shortfall? I thought that's what I heard.
Yes.
Okay, because the report says 41.
You have a copy of the revised report in front of you.
Okay, all kinds of things with the fire department. They have, I believe, 3 computers that are hooked to the district's internet server, not 5 that we charge them for.
We charge them for 3 1/4, 3 1/3.
Fire. Oh, that's part of this revised sheet. I see. Okay. I'm trying to go through in my mind the questions that were asked at the Emergency Services Committee meeting that didn't get answered. At the next Emergency Services Committee meeting, because no one was prepared to answer them. I remember one of them had to do with the gain on fixed assets, 4934, page 25 of this new handout. We sold a fire truck, a piece of equipment from the fire department a while back. We got more than $34,000 for that vehicle. I know this is the depreciated cost. I'm wondering where the rest of it is in this budget. Lots of little things like that that just trouble me. Okay, thank you.
Mr. President.
Go ahead.
Yes. With regards to the cost allocation plan, last year this board was presented with 4 options as to the cost allocation plan, 4 different avenues that they could choose. The avenue that they chose is the avenue that was charged last year, and it's the same avenue that's being used this year, same methodology. So the board made the...
staff.
They were involved in it just like everyone else was.
Okay.
What else?
2%.
The 2%? 2% is the guaranteed tax rate. And in September, we receive the actual county estimate that tells us exactly what we're going to get. So at that point, we'll know how much additional revenue that we're going to get. At that point, it'll be Phil's choice as to how what he's going to fund, where he needs to make the adjustments in his budget. And that will be his recommendation to the Board of Directors.
But this reflects all of our funds, not just the fire fund, everybody that gets property taxes. It just seems like accurate budget based on what you really, really, really expect. Is appropriate. Thank you.
Well, I can tell you that the county projected that the CPI was going to be 1.998 and the CPI is 1.72. And the county came in and said that they were going to have about a 2.4% property tax increase, and I chose a 2%. So
it go as high as 5.
And
CPI is different than property tax increase. CPI is a more general estimate of the price of everything going up, not property taxes.
Well, this board is more than welcome to adjust the property tax at any level that they wish to adjust. I picked the 2% because that is the guarantee.
Okay. Any other questions from the board?
I'm sorry I'm late, but some of us have to work for a living. I apologize. I just wanted to follow up because, Chuck, I'm sorry, I think you covered most of the questions that came up, but the question about the remain, and I'm just coming up with the questions that the utility, or pardon me, the Emergency Services Advisory Committee came up with. The question about the remaining $30,000 or $40,000 on the fire truck, sale of the fire truck, where was that allocated?
Do you want to talk about that, Mike? Explain to how it's done.
Okay. We on? What we sold a fire truck, about a year and a half ago, I guess, before I was in place. And what we had is we had a gain on the sale of the asset. Now, that $34,000 on the actual gain, which is actually what you, it's an accounting term, more or less, what you have after your expenses have been incurred, wherever the cash left over is, it's not the actual hard cash that you're referring to, the $70,000 check that we received. It's got nothing to do with that. It's the accounting, it's the balance that goes against the depreciation, which is included on the books. That is the gain. That money, there is no question at all where that money went to. That money went straight to the sinking fund. It's in the sinking fund reserve. There's absolutely no question at all about it. You guys have had those documentations for weeks, months, for quite a period of time after we did our reserve fund analysis on that. So your question boils down to where's the other $30,000 at? Since I've been there, I've been trying to track down and try and follow every single line item that's come before me, that's been questioned to me, and I've been thoroughly busy trying to track down all of these functions. We've just been going through the audit. The auditors were just here yesterday in our office trying to complete everything done, and I have not had an actual time yet to actually devote specifically to that question to track down where the $30,000 is located at. Rest assured, I will have an answer for you as soon as I can find out exactly where the $30,000 went to. Okay, I'm not saying that it's vanished. I'm not saying anything. I know it went somewhere, and I'm going to track it down, and we're going to find out exactly where that money went to.
Good, because that would more than address the shortfall in the budget.
Correct.
Okay. And again, I apologize for being late, but Chuck, did you bring up the question about the CalPERS on the reserve firefighters?
No, I didn't touch on that.
Okay. I guess.
Staff?
There was a question that was raised, and I don't think there's been a definitive answer yet about was this, and I know that Phil was involved in getting the answer to this question about, but with the CalPERS, with the reserve firefighters, is it going to be a one-time hit, or how is that going to work?
No, so. Not necessarily. CalPERS, I have the unfunded liabilities for both years for the Tier 1 employees for CSD. At this point, the CalPERS is saying they don't have that information. So I don't know that it's only going to be a one-time hit.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay.
I think.
Lou?
I'm good.
Good. John Eric? Okay. Okay. We'll open up to public comment on the 301 Fire Fund.
Richard Margetson. First of all, if you want the answer to the question of whether staff was involved, why doesn't one of you ask Phil to come to the microphone and ask if he was part of that discussion with the ad hoc committee? I think that settles it right there. And for your general manager to say that the 2% is guaranteed and that's why she used 2%, 2% addition to your property tax bill is guaranteed. That doesn't mean your property taxes are going to go up 2%. Do you remember a few years ago when what percentage of this community had their properties reassessed and our taxes revenue went down? That's why you get an accurate number. And the CPI formula the county uses and the CPI formula the district uses are not the same. Ours is stipulated, the formula we use is stipulated in the ordinance. It's an average between the two districts, the Southern District and the Northern District. I mean, come on, guys. Did you read this staff report? I'm gonna read a paragraph out of here, see if this even remotely makes sense to you. In preparation for presenting this budget to the Board of Directors, staff proposed two budget alternatives. proposed budget 50% reduction, and proposed budget 80% reduction. A proposed budget with 50% reductions is not feasible, nor does it provide the services, supplies, and training necessary for fire emergency services. This budget is proposed at 80%. Really? So it's an 80% reduction? Because in the sentence right before that, the two proposals are a 50% reduction or an 80% reduction. If you read this whole thing, this thing is embarrassing. The sentence structure in this entire document, half of it doesn't make sense, and it doesn't flow from one example to another. You know, if you're going to make statements, at least know what you're talking about when you present it to the board. The administrative allocation, I don't know when you guys are going to address that. When's that going to happen? You've heard, nobody's asked the question to find out who was involved, what the process was. And just to blanketly state that the four proposals were put before the board and the board made the decision is the cop-out way of getting around. The ad hoc committee didn't do their job. And the department that suffers is the fire department.
Okay. Any other public comment? Okay. Seeing none, we'll close that section, move on to the next block, which is 500 water, 600 wastewater, 650 solid waste, 800 drainage. Staff.
Okay. The next fund is Fund 500, which is water. In all cases, in the both the water fund, which is the major fund, and the 200, the 400, and the 800. For all of the funds that are here, the initial proposal that staff made with regards to the negotiations for the MOU, it is calculated as the board has proposed. That is included in here. Under the revenues, under water, at this time, the staff is not recommending that you show any increase in the revenues, even though in the water study it did propose that there would be some. We're not recommending it because we want to see what effect the conservation measures will have that everyone is taking, and where our revenue is going to be. Under services and supplies, you'll see that we've had to increase the fees. Under legal and professional, you'll see that we've also had to enclose additional money so that we can finalize the ISJ. Under repairs and maintenance, we have separated cost so that we can track the distribution system from the well system. Under capital outlay, you'll see that we have funded several of the projects that are on the CIP list and are moving forward in that manner. The one note that I need to make is that in your rate study, it recommended that we have reserves in the amount 25% of the operating, maintenance, and debt service expense based on prior year's cost. At this point, we are not recommending that. Again, we are recommending our reserves consistent with what we had last year until we can manage and modify the current existing reserve policy, and then we can also see where we're going to be relative to our capital projects as well as to our revenues that we'll be receiving from the water fund. Wastewater fund. With regards to the wastewater fund, this is where the $25,000 comes into play. As you are aware, the final order from the bankruptcy court stated that this $25,000 would come from the parcel tax, parcel assessment that goes on with the wastewater 2002 bond. Currently, that assessment is at $5. trying to think where it's at right now. Anyway, at $5, and staff is recommending that you increase that assessment. Part of the reason that we're recommending this is because in the reconciliation with U.S. Bank and the trustee between and the CSD, we have learned that there were three payments that were not made for the years that are listed. It has been verified that those payments were not made. We are in the process of actually doing the analysis on this. It is staff's recommendation that we try over the next few years to get those payments, the past payments made, as well as the current payments made. And it does state in, as I stated in the report, it does state in there, in the or final order from the court, that we, the CSD, how they will take care of handling this $25,000 payment a year. In addition, there is one other issue that we're going to need to address, and staff will be making some recommendations to you with regards to this, and that's in regarding the execution of the main installation agreement between LOCSD and Bonaire Investments. This occurred back in 2004, and the main installation was installed, and the district agreed to make the assessment payments for the Bonaire property. The assessments payments, as you, as I stated in the report, were $30,003.39. We've paid a little over $15,000, and unfortunately, this payment was never budgeted in any of the budgets and should have been budgeted accordingly. Where the money was used to make the payment, the funds have been repaid and everything has been reconciled relative to that. In addition, we have learned that there are five parcels, that they're medians that were removed from bond payment, and we are making the payments on those. That only amounts to about $132 a year. We will also be making a recommendation on that because it will be necessary for you to either budget that amount or if you choose to pay it off, pay off the amount and remove it from the tax rolls. We are currently working to try to reconcile the reserve fund so that we can determine exactly how much is in there, and then we can start to ensure that we make the appropriate repayments. As you also are aware, you will see that this is as a, there is a shortfall in this fund, and we will need to find a way to cover this either from the administrative reserves that are still remain in the administrative fund. With respect to Fund 650, there's a small there's a reserve balance, and you will see that there's a small charge for cost allocation. Until this fund totally disappears, we are required to show it on the various reports. We're required to audit it, and we're also required to report it to the state of California. Fund 800. Fund 800. Fund 800 is in a positive condition, and Fund 800 had no real changes to that particular fund. The only item of note for Fund 800 is the fact that we did budget some money to assist with the chipping event. So because the chief has received notice that the Fire Safe Council is going to use most of the money to work with Cambria. So in order to make sure that that event goes on in this community, and we have did budget some funds for this next year, as well as we're using some a small amount of funds for this year. And with that.
Okay. Questions from the board?
I'd like to comment on some of the items in here that I think were I'm glad to see them, and we actually understand what was happening back in 2006, 2007, what we sort of struggled with to try to get right. I applaud the current leadership and the staff that we have to put this in front of us. And I think the plan that is here to sort of correct this over time and become a real good financial citizen is great, in contrast to what some people in the room like to talk about.
Okay, thank you. Comments? Any more? No? Okay.
Press that. To begin with, I think the reserve bond reserve was $1.1 million, a little bit over that. We borrowed $714,000 or so. That leaves about $440,000. Repaying that at $25,000 a year, it takes about 11 years, according to my calculations, not the six or eight that's in the staff report. I mean, numbers should be accurate. I'm not so sure that those payments weren't made. Why wasn't the board at that time notified that those payments weren't being made? I'm just totally puzzled by the time and energy spent on this issue that I'm just very confused about how we could have got audits in the past that didn't call attention to this fact. And I know there's a difference between clean audits and qualified audits and this and that. We were audited every year. I want to go back to one statement early on. Staff understands the need for financial transparency and the lack of this prior to 2013-14. To me, that's an inflammatory statement. I think we were audited every year. I think that the current board, with the lack of committee meetings and unwillingness to answer questions from the public, is probably the least transparent board we've ever had. And, sir, I have to go back to the question, Mr. Vernaris. Were you ever consulted regarding the administrative cost allocation? I hate to put you on the spot. I hate to do this publicly. But were you ever consulted, you or your staff?
Okay, is that it? Okay.
For now.
Okay, let's see. You got a response on the first part?
With regards to the wastewater bond. Okay, we have received copies of all of the bank statements since 2006, and we are in the present time reconciling those accounts. I can also tell you that we pulled all of the AP payments, and those payments were not made. There is no record of them ever being issued by the LOCSD. And with regards to why the staff didn't notify you, I don't know. I was not here. And I can't respond to that. All I can tell you is that we have been advising the board all along on different issues that we have come across as we've fully implemented the accounting system.
Okay, thank you. Chief, you have anything to say on the allocation?
Mm-hmm. Neither my staff nor I were consulted during the by the ad hoc committee.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, any other questions from the board members? No? No? Okay. Open up public comment.
Fund 500, page 4. Page 4 of the budget says prepare for future reductions in revenue due to decreased water sales from conservation efforts and the delivery of recycled water. You know, you can't expect the water ratepayers to subsidize the CSD. I mean, we can't continue to raise the water rates just to subsidize you. It just can't happen. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments?
Richard Margaretson, you were told that water revenues wouldn't be adjusted upward. But in your breakdown on page 45, it's going from water sales are going from $1,850,000 to $1,900,750, an increase of $57,500. I wonder how that calculation was come up with, or was just filling in the blanks. I got to go back to Chuck's comment, about the bond reserve. Your staff report has all the numbers, so they're coming from your staff report. $714,000 was borrowed out of $1,158,000, left a balance of $444,000. Currently, that fund, $751,000. $307,000 difference from back in 06, 07. How did it get from 444 to 751? If payments and interest, and don't tell me that the interest is what grew that fund. There's no way interest on $444,000 over that period of time would have ever got the fund to 751. In your staff report, this is another comment that doesn't make sense. At the rate of $25,000 per year, now, remember, you have a shortfall of almost $400,000 between the 751 and the $1,158,000 currently. At the rate of $25,000 per year, it will take approximately 6 to 8 years to repay the Improvement Bond Reserve Fund. Really, gentlemen? Really? Did you all, I'm not saying you all didn't read it, but did you all read it completely, thoroughly, slowly, understand what was in there? I mean, I can give example after example, example after example. This is embarrassing. Oh, that was nice, Lou. Thanks for mouthing FU. That was wonderful. You, board of director mouthing to a member of the audience, FU. Wow, that's responsible.
And respectful.
I know you're cheerleader for, and I know you weren't a cheerleader. You were head of the football team.
Okay.
You have a responsibility to this community, though, to do your job.
Okay. Any other public comment, please?
Lynette Tornatsky, Los Osos. I guess, first of all, I'd like to say I don't have a reading comprehension problem, and I thought this was the most and best completely explained budget I've ever seen in the entire years. I have 9 years I've been coming to these meetings, so I'm highly impressed with it. I'm hoping that the actions in 2006 and 2007 are delved into enough to where we can figure out, I mean, as far as I know, all the tax money came in that was owed on the fire tax and for the bond payment, and yet the bond payment had to be paid out of reserves. And I'd like to know in some future meeting, if it's possible, to find out why was that? Why wasn't the money that came in from the taxes available to pay those payments? Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's bring it back. Do you have any further comments, staff? No? Okay. Let's bring it back to the board for discussion and recommendations.
Mr. President?
Yes.
I have a lot of suggestions I'd like to make. And it starts with the principle that I really don't want four-fifths of a fire department. I want to find a way to get the fire department fully funded. And unfortunately, I think that may mean some retooling here, but I think there's some ways we can do that. So that's my first thing. I have an idea that would where we would phase out the 1% property taxes from water over a period of years, use some of the other reserve funds to fund, to bring the fire department back to 100%. And I have a couple of little micro suggestions, but those are the first. We can get to that later. And also, finally, I think we need a Fund 900 budget that will take a nominal amount of money into the administration allocation, because going forward, we're going to vote on in the next month or two whether we're going to have a committee, and if we want to be conservative and we want to, you know, have everything planned out, you know, there'll be some staff time dedicated to that.
Okay, thank you. Other board members?
Hearing more about Mr. Storm's thoughts about restoring the fire department budget. I mean, the simple one that comes to me is the 650 fund reserve that was talked about at Financial Advisory Committee meeting. It seems to me that the solid waste franchise was a fund supported by the entire community. The Financial Advisory Committee recommended moving that reserve to the water operations, which is funded by half the community. The fire department is funded by the full community. If that reserve is moved anywhere, and I think it should be, we might as well zero out that fund, it should be moved to fire, which supports the entire community. To do otherwise, I just don't know how legally or would that we could do that.
Well, I think that that's an idea for a bridge period, but unfortunately, I don't see the Schedule A contract coming back down to where it is now. And so before, we had a, you know, I understand that people are upset about some of the process that we've gone through. But before, when we had, you know, we could fund things and we had the sinking fund all set up, the allocation was, to me, mostly a procedural thing. But now we're talking about, you know, cuts that are going to be tough to restore later unless we change some basic things. And so one of the things that occurs to me is, and Director Sasena has raised this before and I've looked into it, but we have these 1% property tax monies, and to retool them would be a massive change in how we do things. But this huge of an increase on the fire fund that's apparently permanent has already done that for us. So we have as far as I see it, we have a situation upon us. And, you know, raising the fire tax, I don't support doing that as the first thing we do. Okay, we've had a lot of new taxes in this community. You need a 2/3 vote to get that. I'm not sure that it would get it, especially because in, you know, the ensuing years, what we have is we have the sewer going online, which is going to be a big hit for a lot of people. So I'm not sure that this is the time to go for a new tax. And if we do, it has to be, I think, you know, we want to be something that looks like it's ultimately an imperative. So, and finally, the fire tax would be a tax on the entire town when, you know, you can call it a subsidy, you can call it how we've allocated it, but the property tax allocations that go to water and that go to Bay Ridge and that go to some of these other smaller funds go to the benefit of not as many people as the fire department do. This is going to be a complicated process, and I know that it can't just be done overnight. I know that you can't just take $180,000 out of a budget, but there is a water rate stabilization reserve. We do have this solid waste, former solid waste reserve, if we choose to eliminate it. And so I think it's something we can manage over time so as not to shock the water department or the ratepayers there too much, but at the same time, you know, if we don't put into the sinking fund for the fire truck or the fire department this year, then we got to do it eventually in the future, or we're going to lose our quality of service. And that's something that over the last little while has provided a benefit to people with improved insurance rating, and also, you know, basic sort of health and safety issue. Some of the things we could cut are, and I know I might be a broken record on this, but there's $15,000 for directors' compensation. That's a start. It's possible that the increase in rent could be tied to other reductions in other areas so that it's a wash. It's property tax in different funds and the reserve funds I mentioned. I don't really want to write all of these. You know, I don't really want to write my own budget, but these are just some of the principles that I looked at when I was trying to figure out how to get the fire department fully funded.
Okay. Thank you. Comment.
The sinking funds and any funds that were determined to be excess from 2013-14?
And I haven't gotten to. One more thing I'd like to people to keep in mind is that over the past 10 years, increases in the Schedule A contract, the fire department have been minimal, under 2% every year. You know, this just kind of caught up with us all at once, and we're scrambling. But I sure do appreciate all of John Eric's thoughts.
Then I'm just following up to what you were saying, because as the audit and the closure of the books comes down in that financial year, if there was a surplus in the fire fund, the committee recommended that that money go into the sinking fund so that we did not fall behind on that sinking fund.
Right.
So we would basically be prepaying that. So that was one means that they saw, and that's assuming there is a surplus from that previous year. So I just wanted to piggyback on that relative to the sinking fund question.
And I think that narrows down, and plus the Schedule A went down a little bit. I think that reduces some of the shortfall that we had. But, you know, regardless, we're, you know, even with that, I think there would still be some operational cuts.
Yeah, I mean, we're at a... Pardon me. We'll just have a private conversation here. I mean, you know, it does talk about the budget is proposed at 80%, and it talks about it does include the training, or pardon me, the level of training necessary. But that's just the question. If you start to lose 20% this year, I mean, then how do you ever make it up? So to me, I'd like to see us try to balance that out now, which I think is what you're suggesting.
Okay. Well, you know, personally, I don't have a problem with the 650 fund reserve going to make whole the fire budget. Now, the 13,000 shortfall, that's based on the 80% projection. So at 100%, that would be 20%.
We did not even look at 100% funding. We will. Once we get the estimates from the county, the actual estimates that they believe that we're going to get, we'll be able to give you a much better picture. But at this point, they're not willing to give us any estimates. So,
okay. Can I just go ahead
and follow up with that? And this is a question that's been raised since we were in the bankruptcy relative to the solid waste fund. And Mr. Seitz isn't here to answer the question, but the question has been raised multiple times as there may be, and I believe there is, restrictions on what those funds can be used for. So that's something that we need to have a definitive answer to before we can allocate those funds. But my understanding, having been involved intimately in the bankruptcy, that there is restrictions on what those funds can be used for. So that's something we'll need Mr. Seitz to give us an answer on, though.
There is a mechanism that you can take. It has to be 4/5 of the board, and you can vote to do what you choose to do with those funds. But 4/5 of you have to decide that this is no longer needed for this purpose.
Regardless of proposed
that's
restrictions.
Correct.
Okay.
But it has to be 4/5 of the board has to make that decision.
Okay. In regards to the 900 Parks and Rec Fund, I think I understand what you're saying, John Eric, but I think that as far as establishing a cost allocation on that, I think that's probably more appropriate for mid-year once we get a little bit more into it. The $180,000 on the property tax for the water company, I mean, that's an item that's going to affect everything. And I understand it can be done, but it's you're talking about the water rate study that was done and incorporate that into it. So it's a big item, but it's something that can be looked at for sure, but it's going to fundamentally change the financing of the district.
I understand, and I don't propose that we take it all at once, but I think what's fundamentally changing the finances of the district, frankly, is the Schedule A increase, and if we decide that's a priority and it's something that, you know, is a benefit to the whole community, then that's what we need to, that's what we can do. I do understand. I can see how spaghetti-ish that would get, to use a term. But other than new revenue, that's the only way I see to do it. And I think if it's done over a period of time, because again, we don't have the reserves to make up this shortfall year after year after year. There has to be a new source of revenue, or else all we're doing is plugging holes in the dike for 1 year.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I was going to make one comment. As far as you mentioned the director's compensation, I personally don't have a problem with taking that allocation and backfilling the fire. Since, you know, like we just discussed, there might be some restrictions on the 650 fund or not, but that's not an issue for me if we want to use that to help the fire budget. Marshall.
Well, I wasn't going to talk about that, but I'm against that, quite frankly. I mean, I haven't taken compensation for 2 years, but like I said when we discussed this last time, there may be people in the community who would only run for the board if they had that compensation. So I just think we need to leave that there, quite frankly, because I think otherwise then you are potentially cutting out the pool of candidates for the district. So I think that's a mistake. But my concern, I want to piggyback on where you're going from. If we start to make this cut in fire now, I mean, getting it restored, I mean, that's problematic. But yet, if we do have, for lack of a better term, a more realistic property tax revenue income figure, then we don't have to make the cuts. So, I mean, that's right there is one way that we could look at this. So instead of making the cuts now and then adding them back at mid-year adjustment, we could take the opposite approach, keeping them now, and if we have to cut them at the mid-year adjustment. And that would seem to me a more appropriate way to go.
Well, I see you're saying, like, for example, just, you know, do the without the reduction, or take the property tax that you're talking about, and then at the mid-year we can really have a better idea about the 650 fund and all the other items. And so I think that's a valid proposal. Any other comments?
How much more, Chuck, you guys have been talking about the forecast. How much more do you think it's going to be? Are we talking $100,000? I don't think it's enough to bring us back to a permanently 100% funded level, even if you really even if the property tax is quite low.
I think that would get pretty close, but I'm probably not the most expert person on that budget.
Okay. Well, you just mentioned it, so I thought I'd ask.
I think, and when you talked about that at the committee, I think from an operational budget perspective,
I think it would.
Yeah. That's what we talked about. So
you're talking 2.4 or instead of 2?
We were talking, and I can't remember the exact figure right now, but it was, I think it was 2.24 or 2.25. It was, or was it 2.4, Chuck? Do you remember exactly?
I thought I heard 2.4.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think it was 2.4.
Okay, 2.4. But, I mean, I'd rather make the adjustment at mid-year than now, and I'd rather use the higher revenue. I mean, county's projecting, if you go on their website, they're projecting, I think, a 2.95% increase, something like that, if I'm not mistaken. Almost 3%. So I'd rather go with the higher figure now, and if we have to make the mid-year adjustment, to take it out at that point, because then we're fully funded now.
That makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. Okay, any other comments on other items on the budget? Okay, seeing none, we can make a motion with the recommended change. We're talking about here is essentially just doing the 2.4
You want the property tax shown at 3%. That's what you're saying.
You want it at 3%?
Whatever.
Well, the county's projecting 2.9 something, and you want
to go with the county's projection.
Okay.
2.9. Okay.
2.9. Okay. 2.9. So.
9.5, I think it is.
9.4, whatever.
Whatever the percentage is. Okay. So we'll use that.
But again, I want their acknowledgement that that may cause us to cut back at mid-year.
Right, mid-year. Right, we'll deal with it at mid-year. But by then, too, we'll have better for clarification about the disposition of 1/8 of 650 fund.
We'll also hopefully have more clarification on the CalPERS and
correct.
The commitment on that,
right.
too.
Right, so all the above.
There's a bunch of unknowns at this
correct.
Point in time.
Okay. Okay, so any other questions? You guys ready to move forward with that?
I have one general question. When do we expect to see the audit, the 13-14 audit? I mean, it's the end of May. We're trying to budget for next year. Any reserves that are carried forward would really help.
Do you want me to respond to that question? I'd be happy to respond to it if
please.
You want me to.
Please.
Okay. As I mentioned in my statement earlier today, we had the auditors come in for the last part of the work that was being done. They are currently have all the documentation they need. They are currently working on the write-up. They are working on the journal entries that we're going to need to do in order to correct our books and to issue it. Okay. However, it will not be ready for June 4th board meeting because of the time frame it takes for them to do the to do the write-up, to get it reviewed, to get it to press, to get it to you guys, because we have to have it published in about a week's period of time. So the June 4th deadline, impossible. So the audit will be ready at the July board meeting.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so essentially the way I read it, the only real change to the proposed budget is to change the projected property tax to 2.9, correct?
2.94.
Okay. Right.
In the long term, I would like to have more discussions about the cost allocation, but that's not something we're going to happen in the next month. So I
correct.
Would like to put that on our agenda for down the road.
You got it.
Does this mean that the recommendation from the Financial Advisory Committee that the Fund 650 reserve goes to water? I mean, that was...
No, we haven't really... We're kind of just leaving that alone for now. Could we, you know, so...
Just trying to figure out where
we are at.
With a target, like with mid-year budget, get it allocated then.
Mr. President?
Yes.
With regards to that reserve that you're talking about, there were several recommendations that were made. And the direction that they were recommending to this board was that staff explore all those recommendations and present them as one item. And so after we do the budget at that point, we will start preparing all those recommendations.
Right. I know one was backfilling the bond redemption.
Yeah, there's all kinds of follow-up that you will have to do.
Yeah, but by that point, too, we'll have more information about the payments. And
that's correct. We will have all the reconciliations
okay.
done. That's correct.
Okay, I'm ready to entertain a motion.
I think Director Storm may have another comment, but I'm ready to make the motion. So I'll make the motion that we go ahead and work with this budget with the direction of staff to go ahead and use the 2.94 or 9.5 as the property tax revenue assumption, and then which will allow us then to restore the budget for the fire department.
Continue.
Okay, we're going to move to
continue
the public hearing.
Yes, I will also, as part of that, move to continue the public hearing to our next meeting.
With that one change.
With that one change.
Okay.
Is there anything else I need to?
I think you're good.
Thank you.
Got a second?
Second.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Vice President Obielski?
Yes.
Director Storm?
Yes.
Director Cesania?
Yes.
Director Chernotsky?
Yes.
President Wright?
Yes. Okay, that concludes our special meeting. Our next regular meeting is June 4th.
Will we have an agenda item on that next
regular meeting about the meeting place? I think we have the Brownies meeting out here in the other half of our room. They're making noise. They've been chattering all night, and it's been hard to hear.
Okay,
meeting is adjourned, right?
Okay, we got it. Thank you.